Believers take action as the Philippines' disaster grows. Public executions kill dozens in North Korea, and college students get involved in Great Commission work. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Typhoon Haiyan is hitting close to home for advancing Native missions. Marlu Barreto, the wife of founder and president Bo Barreto, is concerned about her relatives. A&M CEO Oliver Asher.
She has probably about 200 relatives scattered throughout that area. To date, as far as I know, she still has not heard from hardly any of her relatives in that area. So we're very, very concerned.
Advancing Native Mission supports national work in the typhoon zone. They're raising funds to provide aid and the gospel.
That is front and foremost. Our greatest desire is to see the gospel shared in the Philippines and for God to be glorified. We want to let people know that they have a God who loves them and they have a Savior who loves them.
Support links at missionnetworknews.org. Next Thursday, we told you about the World Mission Team riding out the storm in the Philippines. Word is the team is safe and is doing what they can to provide relief. Executive Director of World Mission, Greg Kelly, says World Mission is making aid top priority.
We're mobilizing relief packs, which cost about $8, which would include medicine, food, bottled water, some toiletries, baby formula, just basic necessities. We're trying to buy people another day of life, literally.
Kelly says they're not abandoning plans to distribute 500 treasure audio Bibles, though.
Interestingly, in the midst of the devastation, we're getting many reports of people are asking for the treasure. Obviously, they need food and water, but they're also saying, we need the Word of God during this time of despair.
$50 provides aid and the gospel. This is Mission Network News. North Korea is holding public executions. According to an international New York Times partner, 80 people were killed in seven cities last weekend. The accusations varied, but some people were killed for having a Bible. Victims' families and friends were reportedly sent to North Korea's notorious gulags. In one city, thousands of people were forced to watch the executions. Ask the Lord to protect and strengthen his followers in North Korea. Meanwhile, most U.S. college kids don't do much for Veterans Day, but it's a different story at Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Students teamed up with Biblica to pack 55,000 Bibles for military servicemen and their families. Biblica's Mark Rader spoke to our sister station WCSG's Joel Hill at the event.
The power of God's Word, whether it's on the battlefield or here in the U.S., is still the essential element, you know, for spiritual growth in the life. And many of these soldiers have never heard the gospel before, so this is an extraordinary opportunity.
$5 provides an NIV military Bible to a serviceman or a military family. Learn more at our website. And economic reforms are hitting the church in China squarely. MNN's Ruth Kramer files this report from northern China.
Urban sprawl is a huge problem in China. As the rural area clashes with the urban, the church is having to adapt to the transition. Serving a community is a constant challenge with what's essentially a migrant congregation. And that's why church leaders believe it's important that each believer have a copy of their own Bible so they can keep growing in their faith should they have to move. One pastor, speaking through an interpreter, noted,
"A Bible is the best letter from God to everyone, and the Bible is the best gift that I've ever received before. Bible give me a new life, give me the experience to improve my spiritual life, and I hope everyone has this chance to receive the best gift from God."
Through Bibles for China, $5 puts two Bibles into the hands of rural believers. We'll link you at our website. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Northern China.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.